You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win was 17-5, now 4-1. Andre Ayew to score and West Ham to win was 16-5. And that's been enhanced to 7-2. Tom, West Ham's 1-0 win against Swansea last weekend pretty much assured their survival. And that gives me a little bit of cause for concern at this price, if you're thinking about backing West Ham at 5-4 as they make the trip to the Stadium of Light.
Yeah, I understand that there, because, you know, West Ham's price here is pretty short. I know they're playing against Sunderland, but West Ham have been on an awful, awful run up until that victory. And it was a narrow victory against Swansea at home. You know, all those defeats, you know, they'd scored a few goals, but they've not exactly been playing well. I can't believe one win would make them a short price here. And look, the reason is because they're going against Sunderland side now, who, to all intents and purposes, are absolutely down. And, you know, West Ham, when the pressure's off, have tended to perform. The pressure's kind of built up with Slaven Bilic this season. It built up at the start of the season. It built up right before Christmas, and then they went on that run, which kind of pulled them clear. And it's built up again, and one win kind of releases the pressure valve, and all of a sudden, you know, West Ham might be able to start to play. Away from home, though, is where I'd look for the positives, you know, if you want to back West Ham, because away from home, generally, they've done all right. I know they've not won a vast amount of games. I think it's sort of three of their last eight, but they can score. And the problem for Sunderland at the moment is the goals are dried up. I mean, you know, we'd always look at Sunderland, wouldn't we, during the season and think, well, they've got a chance because of Jermaine Defoe. He's not scoring goals. They're not creating chances for him. Sunderland are absolutely dead and buried, and I think West Ham will take advantage of that. I mean, West Ham, you know, earlier this season, they went on that little run just at the end of January. You know, they went to Middlesbrough, went to Southampton, put in decent performances, and as I say, they rarely don't score away from home. Only in that defeat against Arsenal is the only time this calendar year away from home that they failed to score. If they score one goal in this game, they win it. So I'm going to back West Ham to win the game, because Sunderland are doomed.
This stat comes from Opta as well. It's a good one. On Saturday, it'll be over 3 months since Sunderland scored at home in the Premier League. Last home goal came on January the 14th, and they've actually had 51 successive shots without scoring at the Stadium of Light. Derek, you'd think they'd fluke one in those 51, but they've not.
I know. In fact, I read somewhere that the last goal Sunderland scored was from Ian Porterfield in the 73 Cup final. I don't know. That surely can't be right. I mean, they're down, aren't they? You might say, well, you look at this and West Ham probably sealed survival last week. And will they be at it? Well, I think they're going to be more likely to be at it than Sunderland, who gave up the ghost, it seems to me, you know, a few weeks ago. And in the manager, they haven't got someone who's going to lift them, have they? I mean, he's hardly a motivated David Moyes. He looks more like the kind of guy who makes you feel like your dog has just died. I mean, how you appoint him, you know, after his track record at United and then more recently with old sociopath. I mean, he's an absolute, it's just a terrible appointment. He's given steery-eyed Scots a bad name, David Moyes. That's how bad he is. I think West Ham are certainties here. Yeah, I looked at this fixture and I thought, God, I'm going to be back in West Ham here. And I must admit, the odds were a little bit more cramped than I expected. But with good reason, they're absolute certainties in my eyes. I think the shackles will be lifted. Now, West Ham, let's not forget, you know, we talk about them going down after that terrible run. I think it was five successive defeats. But you looked at the players they had and you thought, well, they ain't going to go down. It's a bit like Palace, I suppose, when Hippo Head took over. You thought, well, they're not going to go down. And they've got too many good players. And I'm struggling to think of one in the Sunderland lineup who comes under that category. West Ham are certainties.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.